Did you start this day feeling behind? You're not alone. School's about to start. I don't know where summer went, and stores already have pumpkins lining the aisles. I can't keep up. There are some seasons that are worse than others. Life can get turned upside down, and as you're trying to keep up with all the things, it's easy to feel like everyone else is passing you by and doing way better than you. I've felt that some in this season, but I'm also applying truth to those feelings, giving myself grace and learning some valuable lessons along the way. This month, I'm sharing some of that with you. They're lessons I'm learning in loss. You see, my dad passed away this summer. It was unexpected. He had two hemorrhagic strokes, and ultimately, Jesus called him home. In the days and weeks that have followed, I've felt at times like I'm moving in slow motion. The earth keeps spinning and life keeps passing me by, but my grief has me standing still. The lesson I'm learning is life isn't about keeping up. If you're in a season of loss, if you're mourning or grieving something or someone, you're in a different lane than everybody else, and that's okay. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Sometimes the pace we need to keep is one of being still. When we are still, we can hear God's voice above anything else. We can know He is near our broken hearts, and His Spirit is there to comfort us in our deepest need. Life isn't meant to be lived keeping up with anybody, but it should be about walking it out, clinging to Jesus one day at a time. God has you in the lane He wants you in. Resting in that means you are right on time with what He has for you today. What our family has seen over and over again is God meeting us right where we are in each moment, equipping us for every task. We all had to let some things go. Priorities shift, the calendar gets thrown out the window a bit, and you do what you have to do. But in the midst of that, we experienced deep grace and a rhythm that moved us forward. That grace is still moving us along. Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you're tired, weary, or brokenhearted, come to Jesus. No matter what you're walking through, let Him walk with you. The unforced rhythms of grace carry you as you trust Him with the season you're in. Picture a leaf floating down a river. It's not having to do one thing to get down the river. It's simply being carried by the current. At times, it may be in a holding pattern over by the rocks, and other times, it may be flying over rapids. But no matter where it is on any given day, it's still moving. Your life is not meant to be lived trying to keep up with anyone. Your life is meant to be lived on purpose, trusting the one who created you for it. That's the truth. Rest in that and be carried by the grace and mercy that meets you and is sufficient for each new day. I'm Lori Klein.